Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Gentwin, on the way back from the cash machine again. I told you this is an expensive time of year. Oh, and it's the 15th of July. Amazon Prime Day, apparently. Comments on my boo yesterday. I just saw the vegetable van go up and I didn't put my box out, which means I'm gonna have two boxes for the next week. Great. But then yeah, I never know when they come. It's usually not this early though. Too bad. I'm not gonna make that. That's my organic vegetable box. Usually, and they've been really late last few weeks, so I've had plenty of chance to get home, put my box out, because they weren't usually there till nearly midday. We're talking about, that's a pretty little ring. Someone's lost a ring. Let's see, I'll put that up here on the wall, see if they find it again. There we go, put it on the ivy there. All right. Some little girl will be upset. Alright. Timetabling by no. Alright, just wanted to go up there so it's nice and glinty. Noticeable. Timetabling. So Simon said that in the 90s suddenly all the train journeys took longer, just so that so they could avoid fines by the regulators. So they weren't going to be late, or took longer than expected. I remember the family I stayed with in Folkestone, and that was in the early 90s. The dad worked for the railways. Which was great because we got to go on the Orient Express when it stopped, just to have a look around, which was cool. And he told us that when everything got re-timetabled, he said that before passengers had plenty of time to catch a connection, but not anymore, because apparently it then got re-timetabled. So it was very difficult to still get your connection, and it made absolutely no sense to him. And he also wasn't allowed to keep a train anymore for a minute or two if he knew he was expecting another train in, and the train was a tiny bit late. He wasn't allowed to keep the other one so that people could make the connection, which is what he'd previously done, because so previously he'd just done everything for the passengers, what was most convenient for them. So he was scratching his head a lot about the changes. And the other thing was the music. Again, having listened to Simon's boo, having spoken to the teacher, I think there must be some sort of wet amongst some trees. I think there's some kind of best time to start a child off, and that may well be a different time for every child. So maybe year four is a bit late, if they're 10 or whatever, but Henry's age could still be a bit early, especially with his understanding as it is. And the teacher was also saying, if you start them off too young, they don't progress. So that's kind of an ideal age when they're still young enough to soak it all up without too much effort, but also when their understanding's there, so they can actually, they know what they're doing. And as I say, understanding progresses. They progress faster, which is more rewarding for the teacher and doesn't cost the parents as much money. Right, my van's still here, so I'll try to get rid of my box. Good morning.